Welcome to the Art of Unraveling podcast. My name is Erin McGuire, and I'm an empowerment coach and guide here to empower you into feeling completely worthy of a business and life that you love. This podcast is the place to learn how to unravel anything keeping you from that abundant, beautiful life that you so deserve. Nothing is off limits here as we navigate life through psychology, science, and spirit. Let's get into today's episode. Hi, and welcome back to the Art of Unraveling podcast. I'm Erin McGuire. Today, I wanted to just share a little story with you because I felt like it may be helpful for you on your journey. Last week, I was hanging out with a friend, and she's desiring in her life to be her own business owner and to get out of the hustle that she's in currently. And she just looked at me and she goes, okay, tell me how you did it. Meaning, tell me how you started your own business and consistently grow and keep going. And, you know, you're a business owner now. How did you do it? Is kind of what her question was, but it was just really cute how she asked it. Tell me how you did it. I had to really think about the answer to that question. And what I started to say to her was that I never had this intention. Like, I want to be a business owner. I want to be a life coach. I want to be an energy healer. I mean, if you would have told me those things 12 years ago, I probably would have laughed in your face. I would have said, that's absolutely insane. It just was never something that crossed my mind, and I certainly didn't want to be labeled as weird or different. That was always a big thing in my life. Even I remember being in high school and just always feeling different, but being so scared to be different. Just wanted to be normal. So many times throughout my career, I've said, gosh, if I just wish I wanted to be an accountant and live in a house with a white picket fence and two kids and dogs. I just always wanted to have that super traditional looking life, but that just was never me. It was never me from the start, and yet I just wanted to fit in. Obviously, I don't mind being different now and breaking social norms. I'm all about that. But it took me a while to get there. I'm not going to lie. Back to what I was saying is that I never sat around thinking I want to start my own business. I do remember once when I went on my first yoga retreat to Bali, the yoga teacher there, I just remember doing yoga with her each day and sitting there and just, we're traveling, we're in this completely different place, it's beautiful, and she's getting paid to teach us yoga. And I just remember sitting there thinking, wow, that would be so cool if I could do that, but I could never do that. So I didn't have a lot of belief in myself. I didn't think that those kinds of things were possible for me. Years later, I'm about to teach my fifth retreat to Bali, but I didn't think that those things were possible for me at that time. Really, what I explained to her was that this stuff just kind of found me. For instance, teaching yoga. I didn't want to be a yoga teacher. That found me. I was at like a yoga fair. It was like a day of yoga and they had all these booths around. It was at a college in Los Angeles on a campus. At that time, I was working at that restaurant in Beverly Hills. If you haven't heard my healing journey story, go back and listen to that episode. There's a lot of interesting details in there. But I was working at a crazy restaurant. I felt like my life was all about taking and, you know, serving up plates of meat every day, every night. And I just felt like, what am I contributing to the world? Nothing is kind of what I felt at that time in my life. And there was this booth there. It was all about going into schools to teach meditation. And at that point in my life, I had been doing a lot of meditation. I found Kundalini yoga and meditation, and I was seeing huge shifts in my life just from doing that. And so I wanted to be able to give that to other people. So I signed myself up, and it was going to be purely volunteer. Well, right around that time was when, you know, the markets crashed and everybody lost tons of money. And unfortunately, this company lost its funding to be able to send us into schools to teach kids how to meditate. So I met with the woman. She still wanted me to be a part of their organization, but she asked if I could go to women's shelters and teach yoga. And I was like, no, no way. nope, I don't teach yoga. I don't know how to do that. She said, well, do you do yoga? And I said, yes. She's like, these are women that they were living on the streets. They have had bad relationship. Anything you do with them will be amazing for them. And so I did that, and that's what got me into yoga. I taught one class, and I had women coming up to me afterwards telling me how amazing that was, and I was hooked. I was like, wow, this feels great. It feels great to give back. So that's kind of what hooked me into teaching yoga. But again, I didn't go looking for that. In fact, I tried to push it away, and it kept coming back and coming back and coming back. And it was almost like she pushed me into it. You know, I kind of look back at her. I lost touch with her. I never saw her again. I met her one time, and she literally was the catalyst that got me into teaching yoga. She basically changed my life. Probably does not know that to this day, and I have no idea how to get a hold of her. So I believe her name was Victoria. If you're ever listening to this podcast, what would be the chances? But thank you. So also, this happened with the energy healing. I never in a million years thought I would do that. I'd never been exposed to it at that point. And it, like yoga, found me. I was teaching yoga, obviously, before I was certified. So after doing that for about a year and seeing how much I really enjoyed it, I obviously wanted to get my certification. So I ended up finding Cloud9 Yoga and went about getting my certification. And it happened that it was in Bali. This was like November, and I think in December, they were leaving for Bali to get a 200-hour certification. And I just said, yes, sign me up. I knew it was where I was supposed to be. And there is where I met my teacher, Laurel Satori. And she is who introduced me to the world of energy healing, energy medicine, theta healing. She started doing that with me. In Bali, that was a very dark time of my life right before I left to go there. It was a really, really hard time in my life. I had a lot of pain I was moving through while I was in Bali, and she really helped me. I continued to work with her after that and kind of apprenticed with her to some degree or another for years. And that's kind of the story about how I got into energy healing. The reason I started doing that for other people is because I saw how much it was shifting my life that I couldn't keep it a secret. So I started working on other people doing energy healing. And then life coaching was actually something I did choose to get into because I wanted to be able to offer more than just yoga and energy healing. I wanted that kind of coaching aspect to be a part of what I was doing as well. So that's the long story longer of how I got into the work that I do. I literally never wanted to do any of this stuff. And I am so grateful for the teachers that came on my path. Erica Faith Kalig is another one of them. She's the owner of Cloud9 Yoga. I work for her today, teaching yoga teacher trainings in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And there were just like some key players in my life that really put me on this path. So back to this question of how did I do it? Again, didn't try to do any of this stuff. It just kind of found me. And I think what I'd like to share about that piece is that follow those things that are lighting you up, even if you're not sure. Like, I'm not really sure what I want to get involved in. I knew I wanted to be giving back in some way. I didn't know how. For me, it was all about sharing the things that had helped me in my life, because I had had so much pain, emotional pain, and trauma, that when I found a couple things that really lit me up and helped me, I wanted to share those with people. But for you, it could be anything. You know, follow the things that light you up. Follow the things that bring you joy. And just because you don't know what it's going to look like, or you don't think that that's really what you want to do, my advice would be to just keep following, right? Just keep saying yes. If something is showing up on your path and it feels good, then that might be a sign to just go for it, to just move forward and just take one step at a time. And that's kind of what I did. Again, I was kind of pushing back and saying, no, I don't want that in terms of the yoga teaching. But it kept showing up. It kept showing up and it kept showing up. And I got a big push, you could say, from the universe, in the form of this woman. And so I was like, okay, what's it gonna hurt me? What are the things that keep showing up on your path? And what feels good to you? What lights you up? Those would be the things I would say to go follow. So back to her question, how did you do it? I explained all of what I just explained to you, to her. And then I said, You know what it really was? It was a decision. I just decided that this was going to be the only way. And I really like sat and thought about that for a second, because it's not like I woke up one day in a Tony Robbins kind of way and was like, this is it, I'm doing this, and like did mirror work and, you know, all the things that we do in the self-help world. It wasn't like that at all. And there was not like a moment where I was like, Eureka, I'm doing this. It was more of this internal decision of, this is going to work out. I'm making this work. It wasn't like an overture, excitement, positive thinking my way through it. It was a decision that this is the only way for me. I hope you can feel the weight and the energy in that. And that's why I wanted to make this podcast today, because I believe from that conversation, I hadn't really ever thought of it that way, but from that conversation, I realized that decisions are really important. I mean, we know this, right? But in this way, it's a little bit different. Now, at the time, I didn't have any children. I didn't have large expenses except for my rent. I was living in Los Angeles, so my rent was very expensive. But other than that, my life was pretty simple. My expenses were not very high. I had worked in restaurants for many, many, many years before that. One of them was very depleting to me. I called it the dark hole of my soul, because you made a lot of money, so it made it very, it made you want to keep coming back for more, because you were making money and you only had to work a few nights a week. I knew that was not a decision that I could do anymore. That was a strong decision. I will not go back to waiting tables. That was always my backup plan. I had done it college. I had done it basically since I was in seventh grade. I was working in restaurants with my mom, from washing dishes to being a bus girl to a waitress to a bartender. You know, I did it all. So it was always my backup plan. Even though I went to college, got a degree, even after the degree, I was still waiting tables, because sometimes it would pay me more money than getting some other kind of job. And it was easy, and I got to do different hours, so I had my days free, and it was kind of, you know, nice. And especially being in Los Angeles trying to be an actress, I had the days free to audition and that sort of. I knew that was no longer a possibility for me, because to continue to tell myself that I had that as a backup plan was keeping me stuck in that vibration. It was keeping me able to go back to that so easily when the proverbial shit hit the fan. So I decided, this was around 2010, that I was just going to go for it. There is no other way. And that's really the only thing I can say how I did it. And since 2010, I've been doing it ever since. I have not worked another job, except for there was a little blip in, I think it was around 2013, maybe, for about a year. My business kind of took a little nosedive. I was just teaching private yoga, and the universe was showing me, you know, because I really believe everything happens for a reason. It is my belief. It's what keeps me going. It's what keeps me positive, even when crappy things are happening. That if I see that everything happens for a reason, then I can course correct and say, okay, clearly I'm not supposed to keep doing this way. If I was, it would still be working out. I was making a really good living teaching private yoga all over Los Angeles, but it was exhausting because Los Angeles is a huge city. It took me a lot of time to drive to all these different places, but it was paying my bills and I was getting to be my own boss, so I was cool with it for a while. And then all of my clients just kind of went away all at the same time. Like, people were moving, other people just decided they were done doing yoga, and it's just like everything disappeared at once. And so I was a little stuck there for a while. I'll do a podcast on that later, because I have a lot to say about money and all of that. And I kind of ran out of it at that point. So that's a story for another day. So there for about a year, I worked at an Ayurvedic center. I was a taste tester girl. So I would bring products. I would have those sitting out, and then I'd give taste to the customers that were in the store to encourage them to buy that particular product that I was selling at that time. So those were kind of my two side jobs, and I still had some private yoga clients in between that helped me get through that kind of rough patch. That was about a year of that. And then I was still pretty broke after that, but I quit both of those jobs because I just wanted to stay focused on what I was doing. And from there, I've never, other than that one year in 2013, I've not had another quote unquote job since. And again, it's about a decision. I just decided this is it. This is what I am doing. There is no other way. It's not even a thought that I think anymore today because it just is. I just have a business and it keeps growing and evolving. And it's an amazing thing that I am absolutely so grateful for that I get to create my own life and day each and every day. I'm excited to say that I've started doing that for other people. So I've moved into spiritual business coaching. I call it soul-aligned business coaching. It's for light workers, it's for empaths, it's for highly sensitive women that are seeking to share their light, share their gifts, their experience with others in any kind of business, really. It's a lot of people that are more in the healing arts world. So massage therapists, healers, tarot card readers, psychics, coaches, energy coaches, and so on. I also have a coaching program called Alchemy. We took a year off this year and it's going to be revamped and then we're going to launch it again next year. That is for people that want to help others, but they don't really know how. This is going to give you all the skills and the techniques and the tools to help others. So that is something I've created over the last few years. And I absolutely love helping others step into abundance and make their own schedules, step into freedom, because that's really what having your own business does. And again, wherever you're at in your personal journey, whatever it is you're wanting to manifest in your life, I encourage you to just make a decision, an internal decision. And doubt's going to come up, right? That's just the nature of life. Doubt will come up. And so it's your job to push past whatever doubt is coming forth so that you can keep that internal decision going forward. I'm kind of having this epiphany as I'm speaking. The decision is what will drive you forward. The decision is what will continue to allow you to manifest opportunities to allow that decision to happen. It's just an internal, there is no other way. So I hope that was helpful for you today. It's something that really wanted to come through. It's something that I am passionate about, obviously, helping other people achieve what they want in their life, be it a business or whatever. I just encourage you to maybe sit and journal about that this week. What is my decision? What decision am I making? And then maybe write out the doubts that come with you claiming that decision and work through those doubts along the way so that you can be prepared, because doubt is just a normal, natural thing that's going to happen. Anytime we're doing something different, pushing past our comfort zone, doubt is going to be there. And it's annoying, but it is what it is. And it's a good thing. It's a sign that you are getting uncomfortable. If you're not doubting yourself, it means you're too comfortable. That doesn't mean to say you should be doubting yourself all the time. It's just that if it is coming up, it means you're expanding. And so you just say, thank you for your opinion to the doubt. Thank you for your opinion, but this is what I'm going to do today. Or thank you for your opinion, but I'm trusting myself and I trust that this is the right decision for me right now. Thank you for sharing. So speak to the doubt, talk to the doubt, and doubt the doubt. When it says, are you sure you're ready? Yes, I'm ready. If I don't start, I'll never be ready. I have to start and learn things so that I can grow and be even more ready. Don't wait until it's perfect. Just start. Start with something. I hope this was helpful. Let me know. You can message me on Instagram at Pure Light Wellness if you have any questions. And if you want some help with this, if you want some help with working through doubt, working through the limiting beliefs that come up towards those things you want in your life, my Empowered Women monthly membership is the best place to be to work through that stuff and to really have awareness around your patterns and programming so that you can rise into your greatness. Every month we do energy clearing, we do breath work, we do a live coaching call. All of it's live. You get 2 yoga classes. It's a super powerful group of women that are working on themselves because they want to be the best that they can be. They want to rise. They want to let go of these limitations that are holding them back. They want to up level. They want to start manifesting the life that they keep saying that they want for themselves. So I'd love to have you join me. Again, you can message me at Instagram at Pure Light Wellness. We'd love to have you. And please check out my Instagram as well, because there's a lot of good stuff over there too. Thank you for being here. Remember to decide. What are you deciding today? Message me that too. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. I hope to see you again soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. If you would like to connect with me more, you can find my website, my services, and my social media links all in the description of this episode. Remember, you are a beautiful and divine and powerful being, and it's time to own it.